Back to the few remaining opponents of the bill, starting with James Monroe. It looks like we may just have two. James Monroe and then Jake Ward.
I'll be brief. Welcome. Thank you very much for staying this late. There's been some wonderful testimony already today, so I won't bore you with mine. But I do have a disclosure. Other than having 40 years sailing up and down the coast of Maine, I do represent a subsea engineering company which may or may not have involvement in offshore wind projects at the anchoring and cable burial systems. My connection to Monhegan is the most miserable stormy night ever spent on a small sailboat playing bumper cars with a large schooner. On a more serious note, as the jury, I think you should be opposed to this LD 1262 on several fronts. 1262 may have a valid message of island sovereignty, and I certainly respect that. However, for example, this bill is way too broad, technically, in taking ownership of vast tracts of the ocean. To offset some prior testimony, cable burial is not nearly as destructive as described. Item number three, there was talk about the fishing around cables. I would encourage the committee or the legislative body to address that separately. Should be looked at separately. And quite frankly, rocks are not a problem in cable burial. With the equipment we have, it's massive, powerful. It's just not a problem. I would add that wind is already competitive in time. Offshore floating wind may well be an important contributor to our energy mix, and we need to get started. Number five, I would encourage... I'm not going to make friends with this one. I would encourage the Islanders to drive a really hard bargain in the benefit package. They are giving up something of high value, and they should get high value in return. As a final thought, electric cars, electric lobster boats. Who knows? Thank you very much. They're being built now.
Yes. Interesting. Very interesting.
Any questions? No? Thank
you. Any questions? Seeing none. Thank you.